Joining me live in studio today from Simplot Smoky Canyon Mine is Wampa Robert Roberts. He's the safety safety manager at Simplot Smoky Canyon Mine, and on the air today to tell us about a couple of awards, safety awards that the mine has won from the National Mining Association. Wampa, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Good morning, Star Valley.
And I appreciate you taking some time with us today. So first off, congratulations on these awards. We'll get into what they are. Pretty prestigious safety awards from the National Mining Association. First, remind us how long you've had a nice career at Simplot. How long have you been the safety manager?
I've been the safety manager for about 6-7 years now. Before that, I was a safety specialist for quite a number of years. I've been with Simplot a total of almost 25 years. It's been a good career for me.
So, what are your day-to-day duties as safety manager? What takes place?
So, basically oversight. I've got Brandon Tintzer helps a bunch up there. He's my they call him my right-hand man. No pun intended. He does a lot, too. I have some oversight of the other three mines as well within Simplot. So it's kind of a busy schedule, but we do a lot of safety meetings with folks, do a lot of audits, going around and just checking on things and making sure permits are being filled out properly, and it's been quite a career for me.
I didn't realize it was the other mines as well, so not just Smoky Canyon. You do the others in the area then?
Yeah, we have a mine in Vernal, Utah, and then one in Overton, Nevada as well.
Okay. Well, tell us about these awards. So understand it's from the National Mining Association, won for Simplot itself, Sentinels of Safety Award. What is this award?
So they've been doing this since 1925, and they've changed a few things, but really it's all about awarding 20 mines out of the nation. And there's quite a criteria that is met to get one of these awards. But we were actually a recipient of this award back in 2013, which is the first time any of the Simplot mines has received this award. And then recently, this past year, we received it again as well.
And is this specifically for Smoky Canyon, or was it some of the other mines under Simplot's umbrella?
No, this one was specific to Smoky Canyon. So.
Okay. So you mentioned there's some criteria. What are those? Maybe just some of the criteria that need to be met.
So MSHA has some reporting that you have to do each year. And so we have to calculate man hours worked, and then we have to calculate and report every quarter on any injuries that happens within the mining. And those hours are calculated at the end of the year, and that's part of the criteria. You have to meet a minimum of so many hours worked to be in that qualification. Plus, you have to have no injuries within that year's period of time.
Wow, so there were no injuries during that year then at Simplot, at Smoky Canyon.
That's correct.
Wow.
And then, you know, in 2013, when we received the award, there was a mine up in Montana. Montana Resource thought they had it won with the mine hours worked, and then we ended up taking it from them, and they flew their corporate jet to Afton to see what we did that could help them. But anyway, it came down to we received zero citations for that year from MSHA as well, so... There's a few more things I think they look at when it gets down to the tiebreaker.
Sure, sure. Well, again, congratulations to you and everybody at Simplot Smoky Canyon Mine, the Sentinels of Safety Award from the National Mining Association. And then you also were given an award just for you yourself, a personal award, the Distinguished Safety Professional of the Year from the National Mining Association. So congratulations on that. Tell us about this award.
This one was given in Reno. It was actually through the Western MSHA Conference. Each MSHA district has their own areas, and our area goes from South Dakota. If you go straight down to Arizona, and anything west of there is in our Western Rocky Mountain District. So we combined the two districts together, and that award was given to me, and I had no idea I was getting it until the night before. They kept a big secret, and I was very shocked when my wife, Cinta, rolled into dinner that night, and I had no idea she was coming. So it was quite an honor to receive that award.
And so this was separate then. This was not from the National Mining Association. This was a different time than it sounds
yes,
like.
Yes, that was a week later. So we had a busy 2 weeks right there where we were traveling from one end of the United States to the other.
Okay. So you mentioned the other award that the mine itself won. There was one of 20, if I understand correctly, in the nation.
Yep.
How about this one that you won? Were you the only one to win that one?
Yes. Yes, I was for the Western Rocky Mountain District.
Well, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank
so,
you.
Wampa, Robert Roberts in studio this morning with Simplot Smoky Canyon Mine. He's the safety manager. So, Robert, walk us through some of the specifics that you do on a daily basis. You kind of gave us an overview, but what do you do specifically to make sure that there's a safe work environment at the mines that you oversee?
Well, you've got to spend time working with folks. This is my philosophy. It's been that for years is people really don't care how much you know. It's really how much you care. With my new role, it takes a lot of that time that I used to spend with the folks, so I feel kind of bad about not being able to spend as much time, but that's really what it takes. And it's about hiring good people. We hire good people up at the mine. They adapt very well, and in the mining industry, that's what it is. We have to adapt and change constantly. There's new technology. You're trying to keep up with imports. You've got to consistently be better than what you were yesterday. So that's the whole key and secret to this is care about your people and make sure you're looking at all things to change and become better.
Well, again, congratulations to you and your colleagues for Simplot Smoky Canyon Mine receiving the Sentinels of Safety Award from the National Mining Association, and then also Wampa receiving the Distinguished Safety Professional of the Year Award yourself. Anything we missed about these awards or Smoky Canyon Mine itself that you want to mention?
No, great place to work. It's been a great career for me and lots of good people up there.
Robert Roberts in studio this morning, safety manager at Simplot Smoky Canyon Mine. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.